For a man who's written a graphic novel, Tim Minchin is refreshingly honest about the art form.
I've never read a graphic novel in my life. I never read comics as a kid or graphic novels. I grew up just playing sport and going to the beach. I don't come from that subculture and never really watched Star Wars or anything. I hardly dare say it.
The book started life as a beat poem Tim Minchin wrote after meeting a homeopath who annoyed him at a dinner party.
Of course, I never say anything because I'm not particularly confrontational, but you go home thinking, I should have said. And Storm is basically a massive delayed response, like all comedy. It's someone going, if I had said this, it would have been awesome and I would have won the argument.
By definition, I begin, alternative medicine, I continue, has either not been proved to work or been proved not to work. Do you know what they call alternative medicine that's been proved to work? Medicine.
Are you tempted to write a conventional novel?
Yeah, I'm tempted. I find it hard to separate good ideas from my ambition. I'm very driven to try different things. So I don't know. I don't know if I'd be any good at it.
Why are you so driven to prove you can do so many different things?
I don't know. It's like an addiction, I think. You can go into it. I'm a second child. But I went through my 20s struggling and I didn't have a miserable time or anything.
But all he's ever wanted to be is a rock star on MTV.
I couldn't get an agent in Australia, couldn't get into acting school, couldn't get a record deal. And so I was always active and always happy, always poor and always rejected.
He knows that he will always be a rock and roll nerd. He'll keep writing songs the world will never hear, and though they won't be heard.
But Tim Minchin's unique brand of musical comedy finally made him famous. With his wild hair and heavy eyeliner, he's a natural showman. But for now at least, stand-up is taking a back seat.
I really want to get back on tour, but there's opportunities come up that are very hard to say no to. Stand-up is a wonderful, wonderful thing, but it is full of fear, and it's a lonely sort of fear. It's only you that can do battle with the blank page for the next show.
Sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty.
And the success of Matilda the Musical has changed everything.
Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it...
Tim Minchin wrote the music and lyrics for the show, which has been a hit on both sides of the Atlantic.
Even if you're little, you can do a lot. You mustn't let a little thing like little stop you.
Writing musicals and things is something that I think I can contribute something different to that could have quite a long-term effect. I feel like it's a bit meatier and it's collaborative and it requires other people and it feels like more honest work.
Tim Minchin is currently working on a new stage musical adaptation of the film Groundhog Day, as well as directing an animated film and acting in an Australian drama set in convict times. No wonder he hasn't seen his family for 3 weeks.
1, 2, 3, 4,
C, H.
All these different projects. If you would you take me inside the mind of Tim Minchin? What are the anterooms like? It's dirty. What are the anterooms like? Are they organised?
Cheese.
I sometimes feel a bit overwhelmed, but I'm very methodical. I mean, you can see it in my work, really. It's sort of like little Sudoku puzzles.
Cheese.
I make career decisions that trap me into situations where I don't have too much fun and lose my footing, because I do have a little bit in me that could just go... turn into a massive narcissist. More of a narcissist.